My Soul is Thirsty, by All Nations Gospel Publishers. As a deer longs for a stream of cool water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for you, the living God. Psalms 42 verse 1-2. These words of the psalmist apply to every human being. God has made us, spirit, soul and body. In the same way as our body hungers for food and drink, so our soul is thirsty for God, the living God. If we do not feed our bodies or give it something to drink, we would die, or if given the wrong food or drink, we would get sick. The same applies to our soul, for man cannot live on bread alone, but needs every word that God speaks. Matthew 4 verse 4. I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. He who comes to me will never be hungry, he who believes in me will never be thirsty. For the bread that God gives is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. John 6 verse 33-35. I am telling you the truth, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. John 6 verse 47-48 and 51. Jesus said to the woman of Samaria that if she only knew what God gives, she would ask him, and he would give her life-giving water to drink. He also told her that whoever drinks the water that he gives, will never be thirsty again. The water that he gives will become in her a spring, which will provide her with life-giving water, and give her eternal life. John 14 verse 10-14. Jesus, the Word of God, who became man and lived among us, is the only living bread that satisfies and the only one who gives living water to quench the thirst of our soul. Nothing else in this world can give eternal life and satisfy us. Neither money, pleasure, women, men, fame, honor, drink, dancing, tobacco, drugs, or anything else can satisfy the thirst of our immortal soul. The rich man, of whom Jesus spoke, had all these things, but when he finally went to hell he suffered eternal thirst, and desired that Lazarus should dip his finger in water and put it on his burning tongue, for he was tormented in the flames of eternal hell, but Lazarus could not help him. Luke 16 verse 19-31. Oh, my friend, stop trying to feed your soul on the empty things of this world. They deceive you. They pretend to satisfy you and leave you more hungry and thirsty than ever. It will be like a starving man who dreams he is eating, and wakes up hungry. Or like a man dying of thirst, who dreams he is drinking, and wakes with a dry throat. Isaiah 29 verse 8. If you do not feed your soul with the bread of life and give it the water of life, it will die. The pleasure of sin is not food for the soul. God created us and made man a living soul. It is only God who can satisfy the longing and the thirst of our souls. Our souls cry to God, the living God, for satisfaction. If we do not allow our souls to find satisfaction, we will die and suffer eternal thirst and hunger in the never-dying flames of hell. Jesus came down from heaven to feed our souls with the living bread, and to satisfy our thirsty souls with the living water. In the same way as you eat the natural bread and take it into your body, take Jesus into your heart and drink in the Holy Spirit which Jesus sent into this world to become a fountain of life within you, to enlighten and strengthen you and lead you into all truth. Jesus said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, has eternal life, and I will raise him to life on the last day. For my flesh is the real food, my blood is the real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, lives in me, and I live in him. This then is the bread that came down from heaven. The one who eats this bread will live forever." John 6 verse 54-58. Accept Jesus, the gift of God now, the one who fully satisfies the hunger of our soul. First step to heaven. God has given us a sure road that leads to heaven. We must take the road God provided for us. The ladder that leads to heaven has many steps. The first step to God is repentance from sin. John the Baptist taught and said, "Turn away from your sins, because the kingdom of heaven is near." Matthew 3:1-2. The apostles told the people to repent. Peter said, "Each one of you must turn away from his sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven." Acts 2 verse 38. Repent then of this evil in your heart, and pray to the Lord that he will forgive you. God has overlooked the times when people did not know him, but now he commands all of them everywhere to turn away from their evil ways. Acts 3 verse 19, 8 verse 22, and 17 verse 30. To the backslidden churches, Jesus, the head of the church, said, "Think how far you have fallen. Now turn from your sins. If you don't, I will come to you soon and fight against you with the sword that comes out of my mouth. Those whom I love I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent." Revelation 2 verse 5 and 16. Repenting means turning your back on your old life and turning to follow Jesus and to do the will of God. Acts 11 verse 21 and 14 verse 15. Repentance concerns all sinners and unbelievers, as well as all those who are Christians only in name and are living in sin and are spiritually dead. Let them repent of their sins. Repentance causes a person to turn from sin, to give up idols, witchcraft, drunkenness, sexual immorality, stealing, and telling lies and evil practices. Turn away from all the evil you are doing, and don't let your sin destroy you. Ezekiel 18 verse 30-32. Repentance is the gateway to full salvation. Matthew 3 verse 2 and Acts 2 verse 37-38. Repentance is true sorrow for the sins we have committed. Matthew 26 verse 75 and 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10. Repentance is to turn from sin. Luke 15 verse 18. Repentance is confessing your sin and not hiding it. 1 John 1 verse 9 and Proverbs 28 verse 13. Repentance is to fully surrender to God. Luke 9 verse 62. Repentance is to put right what you have done wrong. Luke 19 verse 8. The Holy Spirit convicts of sin and helps us to repent. John 16 verse 8. Some that have repented. King David repented and was forgiven. Psalms 51 verse 1-12. Daniel repented on behalf of his people and God heard him. Daniel 9 verse 3-19. The king and the people of Nineveh repented and the whole city was saved. Jonah 3 verse 5-10. The lost son repented and was welcomed by his father. Luke 15 verse 21. Peter the apostle repented and was forgiven. Matthew 26 verse 75. Saul repented and became Paul the mighty apostle. Acts 9 verse 1-22. False repentance. Some people repent but their repentance is not genuine. Adam blamed Eve and Eve blamed the snake for their sins. King Pharaoh repented to escape God's judgment, but his repentance was not genuine. Exodus 9 verse 27 and 10 verse 16. Balaam the prophet repented, but continued on the wrong way. Numbers 22 verse 34. King Saul repented but wanted to be honored at the same time and showed no real sorrow for his sin. 1 Samuel 15 verse 30. Judas Iscariot repented in a false way, he confessed his sin before hypocritical priests instead of going to Jesus, whom he had betrayed. Matthew 27 verse 3 and 4. We must repent and confess our sins to the one against whom we have sinned. The lost son showed genuine repentance. He got up and left the pigs and his master and went straight to his father and said, "Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son." Luke 15 verse 11-24. He accused no one else but himself, but had faith in his father's goodness and love. True repentance. True repentance is known by its fruit and works. The fruit and works of faith show themselves when a sinner truly leaves his sins and shows real sorrow over his sinful ways. The thief will return what he has stolen to the rightful owner where possible. The drunkard will do away with his beer and brandy. The one who trusted in idols and witchcraft will burn his idols and charms. The unfaithful husband or wife will restore right relations in his or her home and leave all sinful relations. Zacchaeus the chief tax collector accepted Jesus in his home and said, "Listen, sir. I will give half my belongings to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I will pay him back four times as much." Luke 19 verse 8. The writer knows of hundreds of sinners who, after repentance to God, returned all kinds of stolen or wrongly gained things to the rightful owner. Money, clothing, furniture, tools, sheep, fowls, oxen, knives were given up, tobacco, cards, charms and medicines, dices, witch bones, revolvers, were done away with. Many asked those whom they had wronged for forgiveness and found peace. By so doing, many of the owners of the stolen goods which were returned, also found repentance and salvation. Do not delay, go on your knees now and pour out your heart in repentance to God. According to His promise He will forgive your sins and give you peace and everlasting life. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is a false religion, holding to the outward form of our religion, but rejecting its real power. A hypocrite is a person who pretends to be what he is not, who puts on a false front. 2 Timothy 3 verse 5 and Matthew 23 verse 13-14. He pretends to be a holy person but lives in secret sin. He does good things to be seen of men and to get man's praise. He puts on a cloak of religion to cover his many sins. Jesus compared the hypocrites to whitewashed tombs which are clean and white outside but rotten inside. A hypocrite is more concerned about the outside appearance of purity than about the inward purity. A hypocrite only prays to God in times of trouble, sickness and danger, or when he is in need, but when God has helped him through his trouble, he has no love for God and does not spend time with God in prayer. He is just like Pharaoh who confessed his sin and the sin of his nation when the plagues came upon Egypt and asked Moses to pray, but as soon as the plagues ended, he and his people hardened their hearts. Exodus 9 verse 27 to 34 and 10 verse 16 to 20. The hypocrite judges and criticizes others severely for small faults, while he himself is guilty of far greater faults. He is quick to detect or to see the speck in his brother's eye, but cannot see the plank in his own. Matthew 7 verse 5. He is very fond of outward church ceremonies and the keeping of traditions, but does not like the spiritual worship of God. Matthew 15 verse 2, and 7 to 8. The hypocrite likes to make long prayers in public, but has no contact with God in the home. The sin of hypocrisy is very difficult to cure because it hides itself very cleverly under various cloaks of religious activities. It also causes outsiders and the heathen to hate the Christian religion. God hates hypocrisy with all his heart. The prophet Isaiah says, "God's judgment is like a fire that burns forever." Can any of us survive a fire like that? You can survive if you say and do what is right. Don't use your power to cheat the poor, and don't accept bribes. Don't join with those who plan to commit murder or to do other evil things. Isaiah 33 verse 14 to 15. And the quality of each person's work will be seen when the day of Christ exposes it. For on that day fire will reveal everyone's work, the fire will test it and show its real quality. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 13. Jesus said, "Be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, I mean their hypocrisy. Whatever is covered up will be uncovered, and every secret will be made known." Luke 12 verse 1b-2. The whole chapter of Matthew 23 was written to warn us of the sin of hypocrisy. Jesus scolded and warned the scribes and Pharisees because of their hypocrisy. He called them snakes and sons of snakes and said, "How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees! You hypocrites! You clean the outside of your cup and plate, while the inside is full of what you have obtained by violence and selfishness. Blind Pharisee! Clean what is inside the cup first, and then the outside will be clean too. How terrible for you teachers of the law and Pharisees! You hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look fine on the outside, but are full of bones and decaying corpses on the inside. In the same way, on the outside you appear good to everybody, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and sins." Matthew 23 verse 25 to 28. In the last days, people will turn away from the truth and will follow lying spirits and the teachings of demons, spread by deceitful liars, whose consciences are dead, as if burnt with a hot iron. 1 Timothy 4 verse 1 to 2. They will not escape the damnation of hell. Deliverance. How can we be delivered from this deadly poison of hypocrisy? The first thing is to allow God, through His Spirit and His Word, to convict us where the spirit of hypocrisy may have got hold of us. True repentance and full confession before God, and where necessary before man, is the beginning of deliverance from this great and deep-rooted sin. We must fully realize that the all-seeing eye of God can see every sin. We may hide from the eyes of others, and may deceive ourselves, but we can never deceive God. He knows the thoughts and intentions of the heart, and His ear can hear what is spoken in secret. We must remember that our every thought is known in heaven. We cannot hide from the eye of God. Whatever is covered up will be uncovered, and every secret will be made known. Luke 12 verse 2, the hypocrite's hope will perish, for a hypocrite will not stand before Him. What is the hope of the hypocrite, when God takes away his soul? Will God hear his cry when trouble comes to him? The sacrifices of God are a humble spirit. My sacrifice is a humble spirit, O God. You will not reject a humble and repentant heart. Psalms 51 verse 17. You can therefore find deliverance through humble repentance and confession to God and turn from the life of hypocrisy to live a true Christian life in which the fruits of repentance and of the Spirit are seen. Don't be a bat. A bat looks like a bird and yet it is not a bird. It looks like a mouse but it is not a mouse. It is neither a bird nor a mouse. It likes darkness more than light. It is a picture of many so-called Christians who go to church of Sundays, and the rest of the week they live middle-a life of sin. One day they pretend to be Christians, the next day they are like the sinner of the world, and the unbeliever. They appear to be Christians, but in their hearts they still cling to the old heathen idols, agree with the devil, who is the god of this world, and commit all kinds of sin. They try to serve God and Satan. They are like the bat, neither one thing nor the other, and they like darkness better than light. Don't be a bat. Be a Christian. I wish you were either one or the other, God said, but because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am going to spit you out of my mouth. Revelation 3 verse 15 to 16. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books, and tracts in over 540 languages, please contact us using www.angp-hb.co.za.